Welcome, everybody, to the Roman Atwood podcast. This is our most intimate setting yet.
It's my favorite. I love it.
Yeah, because you're comfy.
If you're not watching, go watch it.
Okay. This is all Britt's idea. It's just a solo episode, my wife and myself. And I'm excited about this. I'm excited.
I'm nervous.
You know, our first date was on a couch, baby. You remember this? You remember this, yeah?
I mean, the first time I ever saw you wasn't on a couch.
Did you plan any of this podcast?
Not at all. I show up every time.
I was just telling the guys working the podcast, we have nothing for this. So here's what I want to do. I want to try to share things that we've never shared in the 10 years that we've been on the internet. How do we share stories that we haven't shared?
I wanted to do a live Q&A with people.
Well, a little too late for that.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I know.
So let's
maybe next time.
Here's what we do. We start at the beginning. And thank you all for tuning in this week. This is a totally different episode, and I really want your opinion on this style. Just Brittany and I on the couch sharing life. It could be what's happening in the world. It could be the past. We have so much past. I feel like that's a little easier right now to share.
I feel like we have just so many things that we don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like that maybe people are asking or want to know, but there's just so much that...
You know what's happened? Is since we've been on the internet so long, we understand that one wrong thing can really mess it up.
Yeah.
So we've become muzzled almost in a way, right? It's like there's plenty of times like, oh man, I wish I could just say what I'm thinking, but I don't want to risk anything. I want to play it safe. I want to be the good guy.
You want to please everybody.
My company smile more. Like I don't want to affect our business. But there's plenty of times I want to say something.
Yeah.
And I'm always hush hush. So how do we break that? A fan base comes from being truly you. You can act for a while, but
I'm a really good actress, I've been told.
You've acted like you love me for the last 13 years. Happy anniversary, by the way. I know we said it in the last one, but we just celebrated it yesterday. Amazing day. Amazing day. We did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I had a church meeting.
There we go. Happy anniversary.
That was our day. How old, like, does it make you feel old doing certain things?
Everything makes me feel old.
Like, I'm just like, oh, I have a meeting at church. I'm like, am I 80? How old am I?
Only 80-year-olds have meetings.
Like, that just sounds something like my grandmother would do.
All right, here's what I want to do while I'm thinking about it, not to cut you off. Let's start at the very beginning.
Of us or yeah. You or?
No. Definitely not me. That goes way back.
I know.
The very beginning, before YouTube, before us, there's been some controversy on how it came to pass that we were together.
Because I was 17.
No, but we can get into that.
Is that what you mean? What controversy?
Okay, here's a quick story. And I hope I can share things today that we haven't shared.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more details and to clarify certain things. I was fresh out of an old marriage.
Right, still technically married.
Yeah, but separated. Not together, not living together, totally separated.
Mm-hmm.
And for many weeks, my very close friend, Chase Gilroy, would send me texts on the weekends.
He's running this right now.
Yeah, I know. And I think it might be the perfect time to figure this out. Because you told me that you never told him to text me.
I never. No.
Okay, but his texts were, hey, Brittany's here and she's asking about you.
Okay, so I did ask about you. I mean, I was definitely interested. But it wasn't that. So my sister had said to our other friend, Summer, about like, oh, you should date Roman or whatever. She was older
to Summer?
Than me. Yeah. And she's just like, no, not my type, pass.
Dang.
I had no idea that Chase was texting you at all. The night that I think he was talking about that I asked about you, it was like 12:30 at night or something. And my bed there, I would stay there on the weekends. I would help them babysit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had work,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I would help babysit. I slept on the couch. So the living room was my bedroom while I was there on the weekends.
Yep.
And he had mentioned that you were coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like,
But why I was coming is because he was, I felt like it was about 6 weekends in a row. He's like, hey, Brittany's going to be here. You should come down. And I was like, first of all.
Because I was there every weekend.
She's way too cute for me. She's way too young. She probably has 5 boyfriends. You're still a senior in high school. I'm like, she could, why would I come down to see you?
Right.
But these texts were enticing. After the 6 week, I would say, I was like, you know what the heck? It's like midnight. He's like, hey, Brittany's asking about you. You should come over. You never asked about me.
Okay, so what I did say was, I was sleeping on the couch. I'm like, it's 12:30. Like, is Roman still coming? Is what I said.
So you did
ask, but I'm like, I'm literally going to be ready for bed in an hour. Like, are you guys going to be out here hanging out, keeping me up? Like, whatever.
So you technically asked
if you were coming, but it wasn't like, are you setting me up with Roman? Because that was not my thought at all.
Guys, we could clarify this right now. Chase, can you clarify this? What actually happened? Do you remember? This is 14 years ago, probably.
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
All right, Chase doesn't want to meet.
And then you ended up coming down.
Okay. I remember having like a back and forth on this because I was like, you were asking me to come down, and then you were like, I didn't ask. But now you're kind of saying maybe you did. You did. You wanted me to come down.
Okay. I definitely wanted you to come down for sure.
And I remember getting there at maybe almost 1 in the morning.
It was super late.
Super late.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess I'll go. If she really wants me to come down, I'm going to go. That's basically what my mindset was.
Right.
And then as soon as I got there, Chase and Veronica, your sister, immediately was like, we're going to bed. Yeah. Immediately.
Good night, guys.
And your bedroom was the living room.
Yeah. And I was sitting on the couch like, okay.
And I'm like, more nervous than ever. So I truly, like, I remember before that saying, like, yeah, Veronica has like the cutest sister in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so cute, but
right.
How could it ever work?
Yeah.
Right? So I was super nervous, but we watched just like nervously, we want to watch a movie or something?
Yeah, no, I remember like getting down on the floor. They had this like stack of all of their like DVDs stacked up. I was like, what do you want to watch? And I think I put on Final Destination was what I ended up putting on.
Yeah. Wow. That was our Final Destination.
Should we reenact like what we did on the couch?
Oh, yeah. Wait, was that the first night?
Yeah, that was the first night.
Baby, we can't put that on YouTube.
That was definitely not the first night.
No, it wasn't.
No, what I'm talking about is how...
Yeah.
You laid on a pillow.
I kind of like inched towards you.
I was like sitting here. You guys want to
actually see this? Is you're not going to hear me very well, but this is exactly what I did.
Okay.
At some point in the night, I didn't want to get too close to you.
I was sitting like way on the edge.
Okay, let me swing this out. You guys are going to hear me that good. And I was like, I laid down to watch the movie. The movie's right here.
Yeah.
Right here. And I like just put my head here, like we're on a big couch.
Right.
And then you started playing
with
my hair.
And I started playing with your hair. You had like pretty long hair.
And that's how I knew. That's how I knew. It was.
And then after that, you like put your arm around me or like around the back.
Dang, I was smooth. Yeah. No, I think it was like this.
No, you put your arm like around the back of me.
No way.
Yeah. Like, you were almost laying on your stomach.
That was a different first day, babe. That is not me. Really?
Yeah. It was almost like a hug type.
Wow. I don't remember that at all.
And then you looked at me and we talked and then we kissed.
Yeah, I said, I just want to kiss you.
Yeah.
That's actually what happened.
That's what happened.
Wait, that was the first night?
Yeah.
And then
you never got my number.
And we also stayed up till the sun came up.
Yeah, we never went to sleep. We literally just talked the whole time.
It was innocent. I mean, the kiss was about as wild as it got.
Yeah.
But also, I was 25 years old. You were 17.
Yeah.
But maybe 3 months to 18?
Yeah.
Close, but
it was like
17.
November, so I was turning 18 in November or in February.
I will say this. Never, ever was I searching for a young girlfriend.
Right.
And I never, ever thought of you as 17 or I've got a 17-year-old girlfriend. Never.
Right.
It was, I'm truly like my heart and everything is so drawn to you. There was no other, there was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah. I thought you were very attractive, very cute.
Well, I was.
Yeah. For sure.
Dude, I was a mess. Long hair, bandana, tattoos. Like,
yeah, but like that's what I'm, That's what I'm into. No, that's what I was into.
Really? So
tattoos. Yeah.
Okay. What happens next? You said I didn't get your number, but yeah. I obviously wanted to.
So I was actually in trouble. I had gotten a speeding ticket and lost my license for a month at that time. So I didn't have my license. So my dad and my stepmom came and picked me up, and you were still there. I remember just like casually hugging you by because I didn't like really want them to know.
See, I don't remember the hug. Dang.
Yeah, that's what tipped them off that we were kind of together at one point, because they're like, she's like, yeah, I thought it was weird that you hugged him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I hugged you by, and then I texted my sister like once I got home and was like, can you ask Chase for Roman's number?
Yo, getting that text was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. So then you finally text me at some point because she never responded. So you finally text me at one point and said, hey, I hope you don't mind. I got your number from Chase or whatever.
Wow. I totally remember you texting me first.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you remember?
Just
like what would I have said? I mean, this is like what, 13 years ago. So I'm trying.
Further. Yeah. It was just, I just remember getting a text from you and being like so freaking amped, so pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we just met back down there like the following weekend.
Yeah, we could only see each other on the weekends. Yeah, that's right. Dang, that was long. Does it feel like another lifetime?
Yeah. Because that was so long ago.
It really was another lifetime, living a different life. Factory. I worked in a factory. Mm-hmm. You were still in high school.
I was at school getting my phone taken because I was texting you all day.
Dude, that's so bad. I'm a full-grown man working in a rope factory, texting my high school girlfriend, and she's getting in trouble by her teachers for texting me.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a cell phone in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens next? Did we become instant boyfriend girlfriend? It took some time before it was like we're actually dating now. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Like I certainly was all in from that night,
right?
But I don't remember us being like we're dating. I think it was like it was secret because
I don't remember. I remember you texting me and you're like, I like one of the first things you text me is like, you know, I have a kid, right?
Oh yeah, because I had Noah and I was I was like, I need.
Yeah, he's super adorable. Like I definitely know you have a kid. I had been to your house before.
Yeah, and that's when you were like, you said something about it's awesome you have a kid because I don't want to have any of my own and I don't want to be married because you knew
you just knew
I was coming out of a failed marriage. So it was like, yeah, you really knew what to say. But you were awesome with Noah. You were like the greatest.
But you're at the time, I was helping my sister with two kids that were right back to back, crazy.
Yeah,
time too. I was like, oh my gosh, I do not want this.
Not far off from Noah's age either. So you're already good with that,
hanging
with the little ones. Mm-hmm. No, you were awesome. Noah, gosh, I remember when he finally wasn't shy around you. It was the funnest thing ever.
Yeah, we would build forts with the couch cushions. He's like, he was Indiana Jones.
When's that girl coming over? That's what he would say.
Yeah.
And then
I remember meeting Dale for the first time. We talked about that in the last episode. Meeting your parents for the first time. We took Noah down, dropped them off for a church event, meeting them for the first time.
And that's another example of your age had nothing to do with my, I was just so all in. I was so excited for you to meet my parents, not even thinking one time that I'm about to introduce them to a girl way younger than me.
Yeah.
Way younger than me. 17 years old.
Yeah, it was definitely winter though. So I would have been 18 or close to 18 at that time.
Well, I think it was pretty much secret until you were 18.
Yeah.
But it didn't have to be. It's just your mom would have killed me.
Yeah. Age of consent in Ohio is 16.
Which is so wild.
Technically,
it was completely legal.
Everyone says it's illegal and stuff.
No,
that
but
we casually talk about how it's illegal, but it was definitely legal.
The jokes are funny though. I like the memes people make.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember thinking I was doing anything wrong. It was just the right thing. I was in love.
We were
in love.
Yeah.
And so you were about to graduate. And I'm so stoked for you to graduate because that meant you can move in with me or we can move together.
Yeah, because even though I turned 18, my mom wanted me to stay and live with her until I graduated.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's do it. And then she told me when I graduated, she's like, if you just live here, I'll pay for you to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, psh, I ain't going to college. I'm moving out. I was like dying to live with you because it was like once we started dating, I was still going to school. I had a curfew, so I'd still have to be home.
Yeah.
We would like fall asleep together on the couch and like my alarm at 11:30 would go off and I'd have to get up.
Oh, it was the worst.
Scrape the snow off my car and drive home.
It was the worst that you had to go home every night.
Yeah.
It made it special when you got to actually, we got to live together though.
Yeah. Or I would stay at a friend's
house. Yeah, you were awesome. Really awesome to your mom, actually. Like, you snuck over many times, but you did go home every time.
There was
time.
A few times. And yeah. I would even just once you were 18, the whole time.
Even once you were 18, you would go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty fair.
Yeah.
And it was miserable for me. I remember, like, you started to leave a couple things. Like, you'd left. No, whatever. Something. A bra. And I was so excited.
Steal my undies.
So excited because it was like, she has to come back. She has to come back. I was so like coming out of a failed marriage. I had zero trust. I assumed you were cheating on me 24/7.
Yeah.
You're in high school, so there's boys everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Young, and my best friend was a guy. And you were, I remember you were like very like, why do you sit beside him every day? And I was like, he's like my best friend.
Yeah, but like young guys all day. My assumption was just like, it can't last because I'm way out of, I've got a already yeah. like a rough
But at
start.
School, I was literally all day long writing new notes or writing I Heart Roman on my notebook or like.
No, you did everything you could to like repair me. But
yeah,
it was unfixable for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
And it was hard for me too because there was a lot of your ex's stuff still at your house. I remember moving stuff out with you when I was moving in.
That's wild.
And it was very uncomfortable for a long time.
Yeah. It's like no matter what we had to do, we did though because we were so – I was just obsessed. I was like, I gotta be with this girl. So you move in. I pick you up. I went to your graduation.
Yeah. So I remember I remember it was a big deal when your ex found out it was me that you were dating. She like waited for me at your house – to come over.
I called you. I was like, you might want to come over right now. She's going to beat you up.
And I was like scared.
And she would send me the she's only 17.
So I remember she sent you that on my 18th birthday while I was getting my tattoo.
Dang.
And you're like, actually.
Actually, she's 18. I've got a full grown woman.
Seriously.
Yeah, but you two have ended up becoming amazing together, and that's been a blessing for
sure.
Me and Noah.
We should have her on here.
That would be wild.
Just have a mask on the whole time. You never really
God,
know.
That would be so wild.
That'd be really weird. It's still definitely, as much as it's comfortable and like we're good and whatever, it's still like weird.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's like if you had a past husband, it would be strange.
Right.
It's like a part
Especially
of life
at
that
17.
We don't necessarily want to happen.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it's a massive part of where I'm at today.
For
you
sure.
You know, I had to.
You had to have Noah.
I had
so
to have
you
my
had
boy.
To do it.
Yeah. Had to have my boy, man. This kid is epic, man. I love him. So it's just part of my roller coaster ride. And you have been incredible at managing that and not putting me in the miserable positions. And you've always just been. Make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have got along and it's awesome. So you move in. How long did we live together before we actually broke up? Like actually broke up for like 2 days.
It was a bit.
It was a while.
I had like dishes there. I had.
You had everything there. You and your mom showed up and like
moved
everything.
So
we actually broke up.
Yeah, which I remember your ex called me trying to get a hold of you to see like when you were getting Noah or whatever. And I was like, well, actually, like, we're not together. And she had, like, this whole conversation about, like, I know it seems like impossible, but you can get over him. Like, it's fine. Like, she obviously went through this whole thing, but.
Real quick, this episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. How much do we love this company?
It's my favorite sponsor.
I mean, they have been.
They're amazing.
Incredible to us as a family, to our friends. They've put us up in some of the coolest spots that we would never get to do without these guys. So huge shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring this. Summer concerts are here and the MLB season is in full swing. And that means you can get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek with promo code Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D. If you didn't know already, SeatGeek is a ticketing app that makes buying tickets super simple. We've got the app on our phones and it's by far the best way to buy tickets, period. It's the easiest thing. With so many amazing concerts and live events happening right now, you're not going to want to miss out. You can go see baseball games, Morgan Wallen, The Weeknd, and so much more. SeatGeek wants to make sure you're getting a good deal. So when you're on the app, look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means bad. Red is overpriced. And for you guys, they've got the hookup. Use code Atwood for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code Atwood. Make sure you click the link in the description. Download the app. We love these guys. Check them out. And let's get back to the podcast. Do you remember why we split? Because now I don't see how it's possible.
It's probably just some dumb argument. But
yeah, I know. But like, I don't know how we ever did that. I think it was just like, I don't know. I still don't know. I still don't know why. But I remember crying for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like calling my friends, like bawling, dude. I'm like, I can't live without her. And and it was like, we made it 2 days before it was like.
You text me and you're like, hey, do you want to meet me at this hotel? We'll get a movie and just stay here. And I was like, okay, sure.
I knew the movie could get her, dude. I wonder what we watched that night.
I don't know.
Final Destination 5.
Right?
So once we got back together, it was game on.
Yeah.
It was game on. We had
Kane.
We had Kane.
Maybe that's what it was. Is I told you that I didn't want to get married or have kids, and then I really wanted to get married. I remember begging you for years to marry me.
So before we get that far in, we started a YouTube channel before we had Kane.
Mm-hmm.
This was like
before I got pregnant.
You're 18 years old. And if you guys remember, I made these sketches and Brittany would appear at the very last 3 seconds.
I don't know if you've ever really said it's me.
Well, everyone knows it's you. But we couldn't show her face because of her job. And she had a great job.
Yeah, at the dental office.
At the dental office. So.
And I remember.
You were making more money than me at that time, I think.
No. No.
No?
No. Not even close. I like barely made enough to make my car payment.
At the dental office?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's good for like getting out of high school, graduating, but it wasn't like, you know. But I remember like they did like trips and certain people would get picked for these trips to go on. And when they came back from a trip, someone on that trip, I never found out who, showed all the dentists the videos.
Okay.
So Dr. Sanders, that was like who I looked up to. He's just like, I'm just kind of disappointed that you would do that. You know, he was like father figure to me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, It sucked. And then the next day I got pulled in the office by the administrator saying, like, you need to take these videos down and all of that stuff. And at that time I was pregnant.
Mm.
And I was like, well, obviously me being pregnant, we're not doing those anymore.
Yeah.
And you had just started making money, I think, from break or something. And I was like, well, we can't just take the videos down.
Mm.
Like, you know, he's making money on there. There's revenue. There's brands. There's like, you can't just pull the videos.
Right.
So, yeah, it was like I was just in the office crying.
Yeah, it was a hard situation.
And knowing everyone had seen those videos. And they were like not the greatest sketch videos either.
Oh, no, they were terrible.
So bad.
They were terrible.
So edgy.
But that's what, when I started YouTube, that's what YouTube was. It was
right.
It was the Wild West. It was the Shane Dawson's and Dave Chappelle type skits and SNL and 100,000 guys like me trying to mimic that humor. And now, obviously, it's like, oh, my God. But at the time, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. And you were like, just the major, we started together. Day one. YouTube started to make a few bucks.
I remember you were talking about like hiring another girl
Oh, because you were pregnant.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely no.
Yeah, that's not
like,
gonna
work. Absolutely not gonna work. We did do like the Christmas special where it was like me and another girl.
Yeah, those were good though.
We had to have it was Dennis's girlfriend at the time, and he like dropped her off, and then you guys like went to get food. So we were like, we're doing our nails and like trying to decide what lingerie we were wearing.
It felt like the backstage of a strip club, probably. It was like getting ready for your guys.
Bizarre. Definitely some liquid courage going on.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being fun and great. And
yeah, super fun. Always fun.
Yeah, that feels like 30 years ago.
It was a different lifetime. We're totally different people now, too.
Yeah.
Did we ever tell the sleepwalk story?
Oh my gosh. So I told Steve-O's guys while they were here. Like, we were out
story?
By the bus.
I can't remember if we told that story. So one night I'm out pranking and I get a phone call from a number I don't recognize, which I don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then briefly after, I get a voicemail that says, "Hey, honey, it's me.
I had to lock myself out of the house.
I had to walk to the neighbor's house because I slept walk out of the house and lock the door."
Yeah.
Like, you were asleep, you leave the house, lock the door, and then shut the door.
So it's something I would only do if I would drink. Because I haven't done it since I stopped drinking.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't seen you do that ever.
It was just like if I would drink, I think.
Dude, this girl would sleepwalk.
I would sleepwalk.
Like crazy sleepwalking.
Yeah, I was possessed.
I remember multiple times catching you mid-sleepwalk about to pee in the hallway. Like, you would squat in the hallway, pull your pants down, and I'm like, honey, what are you doing? I have to wake you up. You were the wildest sleepwalker I've ever seen. You're like a cat.
So, obviously, I'd sleep in my underwear. I walked out of our garage. In our garage, if you lock the bottom lock,
yeah,
you can still open the door.
Mm.
But then on the other side, it's locked.
Yeah.
I just remember waking up in the garage. I can't get in. Freaking out. You're downtown. I think someone was in town. Like, Vitaly was in town,
yeah,
or something.
Maybe.
So you were filming downtown. And I just remember being outside. It was winter. Literally just in my underwear. I was like, I have to get inside. Kane's inside. Like, he's in there by himself.
Yeah, he's asleep.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go to the neighbors and call.
In your underwear.
In my underwear. In my, like, what am I going to do?
I know.
So I'm just going to call and have you come home. Or I don't even know why I called you, because had a key or something.
You just want to let me know the situation.
Yeah. So I go over and beat on the door. They have a dog. Finally, the lady comes to the door and her daughter, and she gets me a pair of shorts to put on. And I'm calling you. I was like, he's not going to answer. This is a weird number. So then I'm like, okay, I'll just call the fire department. Have the fire department come and break a window. So I call, and they just sound like they probably think I'm on drugs. It's like 2 a.m, 1 a.m, and I'm calling like, can you come break my window? Because I locked myself out. My kid's inside asleep.
Mm.
So then I was like, well, I'll just run over and try and get the window broken before they get there, and then I'll call them and tell them they don't have to come. So I'm over there like, trying to go to every window, every door, and I see Kane walk by.
Oh.
And he's like, Mom.
He's looking for you.
Yeah. And I'm like,
oh, poor kid.
Oh my gosh. So I'm like, Kane, go unlock the garage door. Like, go open the door. And he was only like probably 4 at the time, maybe 3 or 4. So I go run back in the garage and he opens the door, because it's not like he has to unlock it. It's
before the
like,
fire department got there.
Yeah. So then I get inside, I call the fire department back. I'm like, I got in. I'm sorry I even called you. And then I called you and you're like, oh, I haven't had my phone or whatever. I was like, it's fine. I'm going back to bed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you were the wildest sleepwalker. I'd never experienced anything like that. You would do the craziest things. Like, that sleepwalking stuff's no joke.
Yeah. I remember, I think the first time it happened, you had like pieces of an old table in your closet or something. I think I was like just spending the night. And you said I was just like in there moving the boards around in the closet.
Yeah, you were like reorganizing the closet in the middle of the night. You wake up and somebody's in your closet moving stuff around. That's freaky.
Yeah, I don't know.
Freaky.
But it only would happen if I drank.
Yeah, alcohol definitely was related.
Since then, I haven't.
I wonder if it's just like high sugar levels or something that triggers that.
I don't know.
That's wild. I don't know anything about sleepwalking, but certain people do it. And it's real.
Yeah.
You were real freaky.
I would never remember.
Real freaky. Wow. That everything we're talking about just doesn't seem like this lifetime.
Right.
Like it's old history that didn't exist.
I think it's super strange
that we've had
all
these conversations about all these people obsessed with your toes, and you show up here completely shoeless with painted toenails. Like you're putting on a show.
Not paint them.
You're about to do a runway show for these guys.
You better be watching this. That hurt.
Okay, so what do you think?
Yeah, I accidentally wore sandals. Normally, I wear like socks, but
okay. That's your excuse. That's it. That's all you had. I accidentally wore sandals.
Oh yeah.
She showed up. I said, "No socks, huh?"
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you think the I'm thinking as a viewer right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are starting relationships. They're in relationships. A lot of times relationships are a struggle bus. What do you think the secret, the key to our relationship has been? Because I got to tell you, I don't think it gets much more solid than we have been after the first breakup.
I feel like we're very on top of communication. Like we admit when we're wrong. Like, okay, sorry, I was just on my period.
Never had to do that.
I was emotional. I'm sorry. I was like irritated that you didn't do the dishes. And then when you do, do you remember this? It happened not long ago.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
I was mad because... Okay, this is probably sounds like a spoiled freaking brat.
No, it's fair. You always...
We have someone that comes and cleans the house during the week, or we have nannies that take care of it. But on the weekends, it's just us. So it falls on
just
me.
Just us. Just our family.
Just our family. No one cleans up after themselves. No one washes their own dishes. No one puts their stuff in the dishwasher. So every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I'm just like, I'm stuck doing this all day and all night. Every time I come in the kitchen... There's a whole new sink full of dishes.
It's probably relatable to every mother and family.
Yeah, but they do it all week. It's just the weekend. So I'm just in there.
Yeah. You're upset.
Complaining.
You're like having a little fit that why am I the only one that have to do this? So what do I do?
Like, let me take care of these dishes.
What? Let me do the dishes.
Yeah.
First thing I do is I'm cleaning out those kids' glasses and that thing just breaks.
Yeah.
Boom. And I look down and I look up and my hand's just gushing blood.
Yeah. And a whole slice of your fingers in the sink.
And I'm a super glue guy. I'll get the super glue and I'll glue it shut.
Yeah.
But this wasn't a cut. It just took.
Yeah.
The meat of my finger was in the sink.
Those are the kids' Christmas glasses too.
Thank goodness I did those dishes. That could have broke on a kid. Could have broke on you. So I had to get, I think it was like five stitches, four or five stitches.
I thought it was nothing. Three.
Yo, baby, it was at least four. I think it was four.
I can still see it was three.
That's a good four. I do see three holes though.
I'm pretty sure it was three.
It was a big wound, babe.
So anyways, I have not ever asked you to help me with the dishes
again. Guys, it's real simple.
Just jack it up
if you don't want to.
But then
do it.
I felt bad because I was like, I wouldn't have done that if it was me.
Then you got the ultimate guilt trip because you threw a little fit and then I got hurt. Yeah. And then you had to be like, dang, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't throw the little fit.
So yeah, I just think admitting when you're wrong, like, I'm sorry, I was just irritated. I shouldn't have even said anything.
But that's all basic stuff. And then pride, stubbornness gets in the way. But like,
I just think we're actually in love with each other.
Oh.
Like, we aren't going to do anything to hurt each other. That's...
Well, we're also basically by the hips of each other 24/7.
Yeah, which...
A lot of couples don't have that.
Right.
Like, how blessed that we get to sit here right now. We're working right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating
together.
A lot of people don't get to do that. That is... I think about that all the time as one of the greatest gifts that we have together.
For sure. That
we do it together.
But we didn't for a long time.
Yeah. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah. But we were still good. I think the biggest thing with us where we ever had any issue was alcohol.
Yeah.
And we've talked many times.
We talked about this in the Fousey episode is the only time we've ever had any real argument was alcohol.
But we do love each other, and we just, you know, I want to please you. I want to make you happy, and you want to do the same for me. And I think that's where we still are just so strong. It's like,
I think
I want you to have just as good of a day as I want to have for myself.
Okay.
And it's not like I want to be selfish. Like, I want to do these things.
I'm about to give you all the biggest relationship advice that you've ever heard.
Oh, gosh.
Have more sex. Have more sex. I'm telling you this, as a man, it's one of the most healthy things in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You could have 20 things on your day that you don't want to do. 20 things. Make sure having sex with your husband's on there.
Wait, that it's not something I want to do?
There's a lot of people that don't want to.
I mean, there's certain times that I'm just like, I've been pulled on all day by this person, don't touch me.
Listen.
And we have certain times of the month that you have to stay away from me. There's other things you can do.
I'm just talking about relationships in general. The older you get, don't let that go.
Yeah.
Keep it fun. Keep it alive.
But also you have to stay attracted to that person.
We're animals. I'm an animal. I'm like a lion out in the woods. And when you come prancing through the prairie, bam, pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but especially being together 13 years, like my body has went through many changes.
Your body, your choice.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Okay, but still, you have to stay attracted to the other person to have sex all the time.
I like that. So me going to the gym, has that helped you stay attracted to me?
I mean, I feel like it.
What do you mean? I mean.
I don't know. I feel like I still love you no matter what.
Okay, here we go.
But I feel like it's almost for me. Like, I am not comfortable if I'm not comfortable in my own skin. So me going to the gym, me watching what I eat, whatever like that, it helps me mentally and physically want to have sex because I find myself.
You're more confident in yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to dodge my question because you've said absolutely nothing.
No, it definitely helps. It definitely helps. What do you mean?
Yeah, okay. That's what I was looking for.
What do you
for.
Want
Thank
me
you.
To say? Nope,
that's
perfect.
Thank you.
I want you to grow a dad bod? No, I don't. But if you had one, it wouldn't be that I wouldn't be attracted to you.
I just think if that side of the relationship dies, the relationship really does die. Like, I really believe that.
Not having any intimate time.
I really believe that. Yeah. I think it's
you're unconnected.
I think it's an incredibly high rate of relationship failure is because the fun, the intimacy, the sex drive drops.
Yeah.
And I think as a couple,
help it though.
As a couple, you have to build things in your life to keep that drive up. Because we get older, we stop searching for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I had a switch in my brain that never wanted to do it again. I would get so much done. But it's not part of my genetics. Yeah.
You're opposite. But it is hard for some people because some people do have hormone issues to where they can't perform or they don't want touched or
I get that there's reasons.
Right.
I'm just saying as a normal, healthy couple, maybe you've been together 10 years. It ain't like the first year.
Yeah.
You have to keep it so alive and fun. Don't let it get boring. That's what I'm saying.
Don't be vanilla.
Don't be vanilla, bro. Just you got to keep it fun.
Yeah.
And I also think it's just as important because guys and girls are just different.
Yeah.
I think that us men, they want different things. I think you would be just as happy with me cuddling up to you and watching a movie as I would be doing the dirty.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So there's a huge – that's the difference, right? So to find that
when
balance.
When was the last time we cuddled up and watched a movie?
It's been a while.
When was the last time we had sex? Next question. Don't
about
answer
3 hours
question.
Ago.
Don't answer that question.
No, it's been about five.
Oh my gosh. My face is beet red, isn't it?
I think there's more than a sexual side That I think that that's very important to keep it spicy and alive and fun.
Yeah.
There's an emotional side. There's the support side. That's very, very important. Maybe to a lot of men, not my case, but mainly to the women, where you guys have more emotional support. You find that emotional love to be so rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas me, if I want to kick butt today, I need to release some steam. Like, for real. It's like a real thing.
Yeah. I think for me, like, especially like being with the kids a lot is I'm just like, okay, I need you to take them, spend your time so I can go take a bath. I can go get my time because I'm doing so many things. Like, I get up a lot earlier than you do.
Yeah.
To take care of bills, to take care of emails, to take care of whatever else it is.
The kids.
The kids get up early. But I really try and get up an hour before the kids get up so I can have some me time. Or in the evening, I'm like, hey, can you take him outside on a ride? I can go take a bath. So mm-hmm. it's like definitely getting alone time is super important.
It's a balance. There's a balance. Like,
yeah.
You do all the stuff I don't want to do too.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in charge of paying bills, we'd lost everything.
Well, we did get a notice for our electric not long ago. So yeah. I'm not very good at it.
It happens. That happens to everybody.
Done.
But like the team work is a real thing. It's a team effort that we just happen to do so well together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a blessing.
Until I complain and stomp my feet and make you do the dishes.
Hey,
and then I feel bad.
No, you feel bad because I volunteered.
You're just like, hey, go. I feel like I was like doing my makeup or something.
I don't know.
So what gets me sometimes is like I have to get everybody ready. I have to pack everything. I have to do all this stuff. And then it's like I have zero time to get myself ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only thing in my life that I'm like, this bothers me sometimes.
Yeah. And I'm still laying in bed while you're doing all that.
Yeah.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a rock
star.
Yeah.
And then you
though.
Ask me, what time is it? I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. And you're like, this was this morning.
I said it's nine.
I said it's 9 o'clock. And you're like, 9 o'clock. Like, it's 9 o'clock exactly. And I was like, it's 8:52.
She's like, what's the difference? I was like, well, maybe it could have been 9:15. And I got 15 more minutes of sleep. I'm grumpy in the morning. Like an old truck, dude. I gotta.
Like, I've been up since 7 with the kids.
Pump the gas and like, yeah.
Which this is the first time ever. So the kids all sleep. The kids all sleep in one room together. They've all gotten so scared to sleep in their own rooms. They all have separate beds in the same room.
Yeah, it's like one big room of just people.
Yeah, of just the kids. So I woke up this morning and I look on the monitor and there's no knocks. Cora had Cam in our room at like 3 a.m. So she was on our couch in our bedroom. And then I turned the camera to the other bed. There's no Kane. And I was like, oh, they must have just gotten up. And I walk out this morning and they're both on the couch, snuggled up watching cartoons. And this is like the first thing. And I feel like most parents know, like when that happens, when a kid will wake up and not come directly to you or you know, you don't have to get up with the baby, that they're up.
Thank God.
It's like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is happening.
They're growing. Yeah.
And it was just like mind-blowing to me that they were just out there by themselves watching cartoons. And I was just like, oh, this is the cutest thing ever. But like I have so much to do because I didn't get up an hour before they got up. But it was very strange. That's a fun time. And I think it's more sad to me knowing it's the last kid. When before it would be a relief, like, oh my gosh, I can sleep in 5 more minutes now. Mm-hmm. Or I can not worry about feeding them as soon as they get up. Like, they can go watch cartoons, entertain right. themselves for a few minutes. But with the last one, I'm just like, no. It's sad.
Goes fast.
Yeah.
Time is, it can be on your side when you're going through a hard thing, and it can be really against you when everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes so quick. And we've, you really notice it with kids.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden they're not kids anymore and they're, you know, Noah's a senior this year and
right?
It's just my baby. So it's terrible. It's terrible. And I think kids in general have helped us stay, so close. Like I've always wondered if we chose never to have kids, if we would have made it. I think the kids really bonded us a lot too.
I want to say no, but I don't know.
No, we wouldn't have made it.
I don't know.
I don't. Well, how could you?
There was definitely times during my pregnancies that were like, "Are we gonna make it?
Oh,
is
well,
this
pregnancies
gonna happen."
Listen, pregnancy is the worst part of life. I hate every step of pregnancy.
For you, yeah.
It's worse for you. You have to transform and
I get to
potentially
have this...
wreck your body and
yeah. It is hard for sure.
And waddle and complain. And pregnancy is the worst part of having a child.
Mm-hmm,
I hate it. I hate it. It's the longest thing ever too. Unless somebody else is pregnant, it goes like that. It's like instantly. Oh my gosh, you're having a baby.
It's like I've been pregnant for 5 years.
But when it's you and your wife, it is the longest wait ever. And then the process of having the baby is a nightmare. It's nothing but fear and worry that this little being is going to be healthy and strong. And that's all you can...
I think that's just having kids in general, because I still have lots of fears and worries.
Of course.
When they're older.
Yeah, you're a helicopter mom.
I am.
But yeah, I would have 100 kids if they just came out 4 years old. You just went and picked them up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're four? Boom, let's go.
Speaking of helicopter, we're getting our helicopter license, right? We're going to work on it.
This is a real thing that's happening.
Yeah, we're going to do it together.
And you're in.
Together, yes. I have to.
All right, here's...
I'm not sitting in the back of a helicopter with you driving. I drive everywhere.
Here's the thing about me and Britt. Whatever it is, we freaking do it together.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this came about because you guys have possibly heard me over and over in my vlogs over the last probably 7 years. One day, not only will I be a pilot, I will own a helicopter. And I had a massive spark of inspiration the last month to not only...
To dive in.
Not only become a pilot, but to buy a helicopter. And this is all happening. And it is so freaking excited. I could barely sleep last night because of some things happening.
Right.
And out of nowhere, Britt's like, I'm all in. I'm going to be a pilot too.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, if you guys know how helicopters work, you can have a driver's side and a passenger side together.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is like, God forbid I passed out mid-flight.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm thinking is Britt has her own controls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how freaking sick is this? Me and my wife could bounce with the kids anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like an incredible like next step that I wanna do. I wanna conquer. And now you wanna do it with me. It's so freaking exciting.
I'm down.
I think
it's a control thing. Like I don't know how comfortable I would feel in a helicopter with you driving all the time.
That's because you haven't spent much time in a helicopter.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like pure freedom. You put AC/DC in the headphones and you just lift off. You put that CCR Vietnam music on and you just take off. You pack the helicopter with tents and you go camping. Oh my.
No, I'm beyond excited. I'm nervous because like the stuff that you have to do to get your license, like emergency shutoffs and like all of that stuff.
You have to fly that chopper with no engine.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking to me.
That's why you spend, I don't want to do the course. I want to spend an entire year with an instructor. That's how much time I want to put into it. I don't want to take a 40-hour class and be done. I want to spend the next year of my life. And I think this could be a great series of us becoming pilots.
Yeah.
And we start at zero and next year, we are taking off in our helicopter.
With our family, going camping, wherever.
I know this sounds absolutely absurd to a lot of people. It's just some weird passion that I've had for a long time. And I didn't know that these things were achievable. I really didn't.
Right.
I didn't know you could work enough to one day buy a helicopter and you could actually just land in your yard and take off wherever you want. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we thought it was like flight plan, like kind of... like having a plane, but it's not really like
a plane is way more flight plan and
yeah.
So over the next year, guys, this is actually something we're doing, and it's already in the works. We're pulling triggers on so many things. I've had
We've had talks with a couple
four
instructors,
local pilots here that are interested in spending the next year with us. And
yeah,
that's really what I want to do. I want to really take time on this. Nothing for sure. Rushed.
For sure.
Very professional and add it to my
so
weird.
Who's going to be the helicopter mom now?
So do we? Yeah.
It's going to be my new. Give me that TikTok right now. Helicopter mom.
I didn't even know that was a thing until you said it. But you would actually be a helicopter mom. That'd be dope. You could have your own channel. A chick with a helicopter, that would be fantastic.
Just have your scar on my back always.
A scar.
Or your Barrett.
Oh, the scar. I'm like, what scar? Gun. You got a scar on your back? Yeah, so that's exciting. That's something that we have not shared.
Yeah.
That's happening in our life right now. I put out a small post looking for a pilot because I didn't know where to start on that. But that's going to be sick. And it's going to be sick for everyone we know. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
It'll be really fun. The potential is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put a bucket on it and be able to put out forest fires.
Yes.
I'll be that guy. The old guy, retired YouTuber.
Helping with forest fires.
My luck, I would be the guy that picks up a random scuba diver and dumps him into the woods somewhere.
Oh my God.
You know that's happened.
What?
Yeah, that's happened. They have found dead scuba divers in the middle of the jungle before. And the theory is that they were scooped out of water rescue, scooped out of ponds or lakes where they grab water to put out a fire, grab a diver, whatever the odds are. And when they drop that water, the diver literally dives into the earth.
How wouldn't they see that?
What do you mean? You don't see that well under a helicopter. You drop down, that bucket opens up. And then when you pull out, it shuts and it fills with water.
Sure know about pulling out, don't you, babe?
I know a thing or two. If you want to get like really deep, and I'll get like, I know how you like the sensitive.
Honey.
The sensitive side. She used to call me Mr. Jack Daniels.
Oh my gosh.
Because she loved me when I.
I know. Sometimes
you still miss it, I think.
I do. That's the only time I can get you to be romantic or could get you to be romantic. You are not romantic at all.
I'm not romantic.
No.
You can't even spell romantic without Roman.
No. No.
I do lack. I honestly think if there was like a rating on our, like me and you side by side, the better partner, it would be like 80 you, 20 me. Like I think you really hold the whole thing together.
You have your perks.
Yeah, what are they? Spill it.
Not romance, that's for sure.
Dang. That does
you,
suck.
You had your times.
No,
and that's why like, be like, okay, you're Mr. Jack Daniels right now. Like when we would drink and stuff, it would.
I will say, yesterday was our anniversary and I felt so bad that just. But you know what? We've hit a point where not only do I do nothing for you, but you do nothing for me. So it's like, it feels better on my part because you're so incredible at pulling things off. Sweet. Like you're
what do you
sweet.
Mean?
I don't know. You're just better at being sweet.
I don't do things for you? What was this morning?
I literally just said that you're better at it. But I will say this.
Where were you going?
I don't know if this is romantic or not, but daily, weekly, I look at you, and this is God's honest truth. I look at you and I don't think my time on earth, no matter how much time I have left, is enough. And that's true. And I think of it all the time.
Really?
Even if I lived into an old man, I freak out that I wouldn't have enough time with you.
I'm going to be this wild old woman by myself.
You are. I'm definitely going first. But I'm praying that after this life, it's me and you still.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I get sad that I don't have enough time here with you.
That's really sweet.
Is that crazy? Does anybody out there have that about their wife or girlfriend? Or it's not something I've thought about. It's every single day. I think I don't have enough time with you.
Every day.
Almost. Definitely once a week. Definitely once a week. No, but
when I do my makeup and my hair.
No, I have these thoughts of like, it's not enough time. Like I'll never, we're together 24/7 and I still think I'll never have enough time with her.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
It's like a soul
it's
connection.
It's very sweet.
See?
It is very sweet.
See, I still got it.
But it's not like...
I didn't have any Jack Daniels.
It's not the Jack Daniel Roman.
What was the Jack Daniel? How could it get any better than that?
I don't know.
Maybe I was more lovey, touchy.
Probably.
I can do that too.
I don't know. It was just different.
Do you have any of them thoughts about me? am I the only one here?
I definitely have never had that thought of like, I think I've definitely thought about...
You've had enough time. We've cleared that.
No, like, you know, we don't get into much religion or anything, but I think religiously I have thought about being...
After this.
Yeah, like being together in the afterlife, having our family in the afterlife, and definitely pray for that.
Mm, I hope so. Gosh, that'd be freaking epic.
Right.
Mike, it took you long enough to get here.
Sorry, I had...
That's one... Guys...
It does.
That's one thing about being the older in the relationship. If it just goes by age straight up, then I'm out of here before you. That's kind of hard to think about.
Yeah, but like even for both of us, our grandmas are still around.
Yeah.
Grandpas have been gone for a while.
I know.
My great-grandfather was alive a lot longer than my grandmother, though.
On my side as well, my dad... Since mom passed, he's like the first one in the family that hasn't been with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the wives are left.
Yeah,
both
my grandmas.
Which my
are
grandpa,
still alive.
My grandpa was way older than my grandma.
Yeah,
and it's just like this harsh reality of like, I love it now.
Mm-hmm.
I love our age gap.
Yeah.
But there's a time where it's not going to be so great when you're changing my diapers, babe. Like,
I will gladly change your diapers.
Oh, see, that's love.
Yeah.
That's love right there. I'm not changing yours, though, if it hits that. There is no way. What? I will hire somebody immediately.
Yeah, you would?
I don't change the kids' diapers.
Yeah, you've probably changed, I would say, 5 diapers out of all the kids.
More than that.
6?
Closer. Yeah, I'm really not the catch.
No.
Like, basically what you've told everybody on this podcast is...
I'm sorry.
You have no idea why you're even here. Like, this is terrible. I am...
No, I literally was talking about how in love with you I am. It's just love. I don't know. I just love you.
Aw.
I can't explain it.
Yeah. That's
I'll
good.
Do anything for you,
That's
no matter...
Good. I'll accept that.
Any time of the
you
day.
You will, though. That's
I just love you.
I know. I remember watching your grandpa at the hospital... Before he passed, and your grandma was feeding him ice cream.
Yeah.
And I had this like thought of like, I know with all my heart, Brittany would be feeding me that ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to hit that. And I'll be just holding it together for you.
Oh my gosh.
It's a sad reality. Like, death is just as common as birth. But we take it so hard.
Don't get me started on death.
I know, it's terrible. We don't have to talk about death.
Yeah, please.
We've obviously done a ton together. We've had a wildly blessed career, a weird career.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to become helicopter pilots, and we're going to raise our children. Where do you want to – like, what do you want to do? Like, we've started this podcast.
Where do I want to be in 5 years?
I have no idea. Not where do you want to be in 5 years? Like, what's your next like goal? Because I want to become a helicopter pilot. You want to do that with me, but do you have anything that maybe I would want to do with you? Like, where do we go?
I don't know.
Like, is it more a time to chill, like raise our kids and do our podcast, and or is it like, are you still ready to turn up? Like, we still going hard? Are we gonna, you know? Continue vlogging and maybe revamp that. Like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. It just depends on the day. I go through waves of like, I'm starting my own YouTube channel.
This girl has said that for years.
Probably 5 years.
Yeah. And I'm like, we can't even do our YouTube channel.
I know.
I've
always wanted to, but
And it would be great too. It would be great.
Yeah, I just.
But again, it's like now we start a podcast. And right. I feel like you're always supporting my ambition. You're always right. not only okay with it, but you're on board and you want to grow it with me. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, freaking helicopter to starting a podcast. Yeah, I love it. Let's go. I'll do it with you. I don't feel like I'm doing much for you. For you, it's like.
Just let me take my bath once a week.
Just give me that bath time. I've been trying.
Take the kids. I've been trying. And
but you don't have anything that's like legit. That you're like, you know what I really want to do before I call it quits? Blank. Like for me, I got big stuff.
That's a big question.
I got big stuff.
I definitely want to live on the beach somewhere.
Okay, that's one of my bucket list.
But you want to live on a beach has waves. I don't know if I want
here's
waves.
What I want to do. I want to be able to go snorkel during the day and surf once a day. So it's got to be clear water. These are big asks. Yeah. I don't know if I'll get there. I will get there.
Mm-hmm.
I will get there. You gotta, Rob Dyrdek posted something today, which I'm dying to get on this podcast. If anybody Rob. Wants to make that happen. He said, you don't just think about what you want to do. You have to act and imagine that you've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, I've already got the house on the tropical island, right? You have to imagine what that would feel like and you have to live like that.
Yeah.
And that's how you really sure. build it into your scape. So just saying I want to do it is not enough.
Yeah.
I have to, you know what? I already have a very successful podcast. It feels amazing. We got incredible guests coming up.
Number one podcast in the world.
No, but I'm so happy with it. I'm so happy I get to do it with you.
Yeah.
I
don't think I would want to be the number one. Number one is like half hate, half love. You only get there with drama. You only get there with controversy. You only get there with
We have to stir
things.
It up. If you really want it, you got to stir it up. That's the truth. When the vlog channel was the top vlog channel in the world,
mm-hmm.
we had the most hate.
Yeah.
When the vlog channel was not, like right now, it's all love. There's yeah. not one mean comment.
Sometimes.
That's the sad truth. If you're not getting hate, you're not growing.
Yeah.
And that's a hard reality to you almost capitalize on the hate. Mm-hmm. The haters don't even know how much they're growing you.
Right.
And that's crazy to think about. It's like they're doing you such a
yeah,
favor.
Yeah, I'd much rather have lower numbers and more love rather than higher numbers and a mix
of we're in a comfortable
fighting and people, you know.
Yeah, we're in a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
But we've also done it a very long time.
We've gone through it.
Yeah.
We've
absolutely.
Been there, done that type thing.
Yeah. So no big ambitions that I can join you. I can do with you.
I don't know.
You're just in it for the
I want to get my neck tattoo removed. That's like one thing
I can't do that with you, but I can hold your hand. I heard that hurts.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it?
I don't know. I just haven't found a place.
You hate this neck tattoo, which, by the way, you never see it. Nobody sees it.
I hate it.
Sisters.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what's your neck tattoo mean? How do you know it means that?
By the way, you got that at 18 years old.
On my 18th birthday.
And who told you not to?
When your ex was sending you, she's only 17.
Who told you not to get that tattoo?
Lots of people. My stepmom, my grandmother.
You're just going to leave me out. I was trying not to get you. Not only not
you were there with me though.
Here's the issue: you got a tattoo that says sisters, and you didn't get it with your sister. That was my big red flag.
My sister has a tattoo that says soul sister, not with me.
I know, but it's if you were 18 and you and your sister were like, "We're doing this," I would have been like, "Oh, that's cool."
Yeah.
But you're just doing it with a
friend.
A friend.
Yeah.
Are you guys still friends?
No.
Boom.
Yes, we're friends on Facebook.
Okay, but you're not close. You're not sisters. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all make mistakes.
I want to do that within the next year, maybe.
We all make mistakes.
I just don't know where to go, who to go to.
Oh my God.
To make sure it's removed fully.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I still have all my tattoos. You know what I really want to do? I just want to put this out there. I really want to have a full podcast about aliens desperately, and I need the biggest alien expert on this podcast.
Mm.
I'm dying to have that conversation. I love outer space. I love how confused it makes me feel, and I just want to have that conversation. So, alien experts, let's go.
Yeah, I might sit at home.
Yeah, you could. I could be intimate with an alien expert right here.
Yeah, do it.
We could wear alien costumes and we could. I just love that stuff. I love that stuff. And I think it'd be fascinating to listen to. Guys, listen, especially if you're listening to this part of the podcast, you've made it. Thank you. We've never had, what I'd like to do is really see a like button on this setup, exactly how it is, just Brittany and I. And I want to know if you love it, if you'd like to see more of it, because this is easier for us to do when there's no guests or, you know, we can just knock these out. Secondly, I know that we could get really good on these mics and forgetting about the cameras and having real conversations. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of fun moving forward. So today, I hope you enjoyed it. You better hide those feet, girl. What the heck? Moving forward, the next few podcasts, we have incredible guests coming. We have everyone from the Granny Pack to Cletus McFarlane is on here in the next couple. And we're just going to be knocking them out. But when we don't have guests, I'd love to do some real serious talk. And maybe one day, get a little controversy going. Spice it up. We're humans. We got to speak our minds.
Just ask me what time it is in the morning.
Hey, the fastest way to fail is to try to please everybody.
Yeah.
And what are we doing right now? Trying to please everybody.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you so freaking much for being a part of this podcast. I know it's new and fresh, and you're here now. You're at the starting line. So we love you. Anything else?
No. Go share this with the person you love or...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe your ex on why you guys didn't work.
Why'd you send me this podcast?
Share this with someone you love.
All right.
It's my...
Or want to love.
Oh, that's
ooh la la.
Goals.
We'll see you guys next Wednesday at 1 p.m. You're beautiful. One of a kind. Smile more.